Bolivia could be heading for new elections this spring. President Evo Morales resigned 2 weeks ago. He's now in exile in Mexico. It's a rocky time for Bolivia, but not the first difficulties the country has faced in recent times. Bolivia is also working through the legacy of a previous president and allegations of human rights abuses. Those allegations are finally being heard in a courtroom here in the United States. The World's Ilana Gordon reports on the Bolivian couple at the center of it all.
Etelvina Ramos Mamani recently woke up in the middle of the night from a terrible dream. In it, her 8-year-old daughter, Marlene, appeared. She liked books. She was always helpful around the house.
Marlene is muy cariñoso, muy amable, ¿no?
This dream is difficult for Etelvina to talk about. We spoke in Boston after she met with lawyers from Harvard's International Human Rights Law Clinic. Etelvina says the painful memories still consume her. It's what motivated her and her husband, Eloy Rojas Mamani, to board a plane from their home in Bolivia to the United States.
Es muy doloroso, porque hay veces no queremos saber, pero por obligación recordamos.
Eloy sits next to Etelvina. He says it hurts to remember what happened, but the couple feels obligated. Their journey began years earlier in Bolivia's rural indigenous highlands. Etelvina talks about life there, switching to the Aymara language. She cared for livestock and worked the fields. They started a family. Then in 2003, Bolivia was in turmoil. There were protests and strikes against the government's economic policies, especially a proposal to export natural gas that they said exploited their resources. The president at the time, Gonzalo Sanchez de Lozada, responded to the protests by sending in the military. That included where Eloy and Etelvina lived.
Después de las 11 aparece una caravana.
Eloy says he ran into the forest to hide. He believed that men were being targeted. In the end, he says government forces killed more than 60 people throughout Bolivia during the crackdown. The dead included the Mamani's young daughter, Marlene. She was shot dead through the bedroom window of their home. Etelvina says she witnessed it all. It haunts her.
Muy mal siempre me ha sentido.
After the deaths, Etelvina, Eloy, and others in their town marched to Bolivia's capital, La Paz. They called for the resignation of President Sanchez de Lozada because of the civilian deaths.
Todo el departamento de La Paz.
Eloy remembers seeing the anti-government protests spread. Lozada and his Minister of Defense, José Carlos Sánchez Berzaín, left office and went to the United States, where they still live today. But then the Bolivian government waived their immunity. The U.S. State Department accepted that waiver. And it paved the way for something unusual. It let Eloy and Etelvina Mamani sue Bolivia's former president and defense minister in the United States. Eloy says if they win, good. If they don't, fine, but they have to take the risk. Which brings us to a courtroom in Miami last Tuesday, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals.
Mamani versus Lozada.
The Mamanis, the ex-president and minister of defense, all sat in the same room. It's a rare case involving a living ex-head of state.
These deaths are a result of essentially widespread killings by soldiers who were ordered to shoot at anything that moves.
A pro bono lawyer for the Mamanis, James Tice, argued that the president and defense minister oversaw the violence against the civilians.
They were even ordered to shoot at unarmed civilians below the belt.
It pleased the court. I'm Steve Raber for the
Stephen Raber, the lawyer for the former Bolivian president, pushed back.
The facts alleged in the original complaint did not meet the test for extrajudicial killing.
Raber argued the killings happened during a chaotic time in Bolivia, which the president and his defense minister were trying to manage.
Ordering the mobilization of a joint police force in a military operation is not an extrajudicial killing. Authorizing the use of necessary force to reestablish public order.
It's been a long, messy case, and it's unclear when the appeals court will reach a decision. But Eloy and Etelvina will now wait in Bolivia, returning to a country that once again is in turmoil. After years in power, President Evo Morales resigned after voter fraud allegations. More than 24 people have died in clashes since.
In Bolivia, es el mismo raíz que está pasando.
Eloy says the traumas of the past are connected to the unrest of the present day. He says he'll keep pursuing this case, Justice, he says, means breaking a vicious cycle of governments killing its own civilians and sending a message around the world that it won't be tolerated.
Nosotros de cansar no nos podemos cansar.
We won't tire, he says. We won't rest. For the world, I'm Alana Gordon.